Last night, WMNF reported on a possible ballot measure that would ask that no public monies be allocated in the creation of the proposed downtown waterfront ballpark in St. Petersburg. There are numerous questions about the proposed stadium, including environmental concerns, specifically about part of the plan that calls for using dirt to fill in about a half acre in Tampa Bay, in part to reroute Bayshore Drive around the stadium. Environmentalists say the plan could threaten several notable seagrass beds and concrete domes installed to serve as habitat for oysters and other marine life. And then there is the roof of the park, which is to consist of a fabric pulled along cables and suspended between arches on one end and a central mast structure on the other. Jack Toonstill is chairman of the Airport Advisory Committee at Albert Whitted Airport, as well as the Aircraft Owners Pilots Association Support Network representative. He says that that mast might be considered an obstruction by the Federal Aviation Authority.
The structure itself, the 320-foot mast, is an evaluation that the feds have to do. There is a process. The Delrays can hire an aviation consultant who can help them fill out the paperwork and submit it for review, and it's, you know, it can take a couple months, maybe. Just depends on the FAA's workload. The other part of it is from the renderings that I see, the top of the stadium is taller than the Mahaffey Theater. I don't think that's going to be a hazard, but the highest points need to be part of this review application. In addition to the 320-foot spire, is there any portion of the stadium itself where you and I would sit, is there any portion of that that falls into the obstruction/hazard classification? So when they evaluate the spire, they need to evaluate the building. My opinion is, I think what it'd be is at least that part of the stadium may just be a obstruction, just requiring red lights on the top of it, because there's a pylon out in front of the Mahaffey Theater right now, has a red light on it. The Mahaffey Theater itself has red lights on it. The light poles that look down on Al Lang Field have red lights on them.
Toonstill says another concern is a restriction on flight operations during ball games. Such a restriction is in effect on Sunday afternoons in Tampa in the vicinity of Raymond James Stadium when the Buccaneers play.
Every night there's a ball game, we can't fly out of the airport. I don't like that idea.
Jack, how many flights roughly come in and out of the airport right now?
Well, on a daily basis, we can run as many as 200 operations a day. Now, as long as the control tower is open, the Major League sports restriction is not ironclad. The tower can authorize aircraft to operate. But we're talking about after the control tower closes at 9 o'clock and the games go on to, 10:30 sometimes, especially if they're tied up. So then the question becomes, what do we do then if indeed the temporary flight restriction requirements are rigidly enforced? You don't allow operations when there's game night? That could take a lot of pilots' opinions and turn it completely negative.
The Rays have said that no local taxpayer money will be spent on the park, but Jack Toonstill doesn't necessarily believe that.
City folks that we deal with, as far as some of the leases that are still being worked on for the new terminal building, are we going to have any impact on the folks who work on leases for us being pulled off and work on this Devil Rays project? And I've been told no. No, that we don't think that'll happen. I didn't hear you say it won't happen. I heard you say it, we don't think it will.
Right.
Well, excuse me, failure to plan on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on mine. Okay, so there's just too many unanswered questions. I'm not against it, but I just think when you tell me, as the Rays did in their announcement, that the taxpayers don't have to worry about paying any more taxes, I just don't believe that.